This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day. You know, we're less than a month away from the racing actually starting along the Gulf Coast. How great is that? Good morning, it's Kane with Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, podcasting the show on my website, usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And we're racing to bring awareness to all these volunteer fire departments that need money. And it's a lot of fun being a part of that team. What a huge show today. Tommy Prater from Mobile International Speed. Speedway and the ARCA Mobile 200 standing by. Again, March 8th and 9th. Tickets are available. And keep an eye on Facebook on the Full Throttle Racing with Kane page. We've been giving away lots of tickets. Got a guy who won this week from Nashville bringing his family down. That's what it's all about. Also, we're going to talk here in just a few minutes with Sunny South Raceway's Joe McCardle. V8s are coming. The Bombers, the Sportsman. And I heard a rumor about open wheel modifieds maybe. That would be great. We'll talk to him here shortly. The first practice coming up February 16th and the first race March 1st. So we're excited about that. And some new sponsors with Kane Motorsports. We'll talk with Performance Graphics in Robertsdale, scheduled to be on. Also, Gary Lively from Bay City Collision. And all the rumors can be put to rest. Deep South Speedway is opening up. Kelly Freeman with the track. We'll talk about the season opener on March 23rd. You can check it out at deepsouthdirt.com. And actually, by the way, they're looking to hire some folks, so you can actually put your application in. And it's always an honor to have my first guest on. Usually we do it around the end of the year, the Lee Fields Memorial. This man has been best friends with Lee for years. Of course, Lee passed in 2000 from cancer, and we continue to pretty much keep Lee in the eye of the racing and wrestling world. And something that is about to happen coming up March 2nd at Theodore High School is a major event, and again, an honor. A good friend of mine, Cowboy Bob Kelly, a wrestling legend and racing legend, and even a bull riding legend, is on with us. Bob, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kane. How's everything going out your way?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. I tell you what, I've got my family up in Indiana. It's 5 degrees. We're going to be in the 60s today. No complaints down here. Cowboy Bob Kelly got a hold of me a couple of weeks ago, and he told me the vision of an idea he had, and it blew me away, and it's an honor to be part of the team that's putting it together and also helping make some of the decisions. And Cowboy Bob Kelly, you've come up with the Lee Fields Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame, and the inaugural class goes in March the 2nd.
That's right, man. I tell you what, a lot of my dreams has come true in my lifetime. I've been so blessed, and this is one of them, and probably the best in the world for me. And honoring Lee, he was my very best friend for years and years and years. I met him in 1965, and what a guy he was. And it's just going to be a pleasure and honor to do this, and I wanted some way or another, you know, to get his name etched in something that would last forever. This race we have every year for him is something, but this Hall of Fame was it just come out of the blue. I mean, you know, I always say, you know, when you're struggling and treading water out there, the good Lord will throw you a lifesaver now and then.
That's
and
right.
you'd grab them and go with them, and I had another lifesaver. It's just going to be a thrill for me.
You know, you had said, and if you go to a wonderful website about the history of you is cowboybobkelly.com, and on the website you said, without Lee, there would be no Cowboy Bob Kelly. I mean, you guys got together, and he was actually, he started off, you raced together, you got into the wrestling ring, and he actually was first, I believe, your manager or promoter, right?
Well, what it was is when I came down here, I first talked to Lee on the phone, and I could tell, I don't know how you can tell it, but I could tell that he was very special. And I was in Canada when I was talking to him and about coming down to Mobile, and I came down here in 1965, and I met him and shook hands with him, and we were friends from then on, and he took care of me. He taught me how to wrestle and how to get on top in the wrestling business, and he made me Cowboy Bob Kelly. You know, that's just all I can say. I mean, I was you know, half a cowboy before I met him. I rode bulls and stuff and wore cowboy boots and cowboy hats, but I wasn't a real cowboy until I met Lee Fields.
Wow, there you go. That's a statement right there. You won the Gulf Coast Championship, defending it successfully 156 times in 12 months. These are the times back in the day when wrestling was really, it wasn't on TV, it wasn't what it is now, and it was really core wrestling. I mean, you built your own wire, matches, you know, you guys did everything. I mean, and I'm looking at pictures on your website, playing, but wrestling in front of 9,000 people, the Mobile Civic Center, 12,000 people here in Mississippi. I mean, you had rock and roll concert shows for wrestling back in the day, and it's incredible to see what you've been able to do with that and how it has formed into everything that you've done, from, again, just the racing world, also to the wrestling world. And then March 2nd is a special day anyway, because it's where all the wrestlers from back in the day have actually their reunion, so it's a perfect time to meet up at Theodore High School. And fans, you're going to be able to go and see and listen and meet some of these wrestling legends and racing legends. We've talked with Gary from Atmore Dragway and Mobile Dragway, and he is going to also help out with this. And what the vision is, the wrestling I'll let you talk about here in a minute, but what we're wanting to do also is with the racing, the first inaugural class, we're looking to have three drivers who are living and three that have passed. And we have had a lot of these older drivers we've been talking to, Bob and I, the past couple of weeks. We're going to get a lot of them here March 2nd, even talking with Bobby Allison about trying to get him here. His schedule's pretty busy, but this is an amazing event. And what we'd like is even the fans to even put their words in, but I think we've got some pretty good names. We've talked, from folks like Ellis Palacini. We've got lists of names, Lucky Mays, Freddie Fire, Dale Carmichael. All these names go on, and there's so many more, but it's hard to get just this first class down. And then we've also got the wrestling. Talked about the vision of what this night's going to be like, Cowboy.
Well, I've got some pretty good names, you know, that people will remember. I guess I can't just put them and say, well, this is the number one guy. I'm just going to name off the guys that I've got right now that's confirmed to be here. The guy, he beat Ric Flair for the World Heavyweight Championship. Hands of Stone, Ronnie Garvin, will be on hand. The Destroyer that was world known will be here. Mm-hmm. And the Tennessee Stud, both Ron and Robert Fuller, will be here. The wrestling pro, Ken Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a few of the big names that I've talked to. And barring any health problems, you know, everybody's getting up there in their 70s, and barring any health problems, they have promised me that they would be here to help honor Lee.
And we have a list of name of drivers. It's the same thing. Some of them don't live that close. They're a little up in age, so they want to make sure closer to the event they can make it. But what is this going to be for the fans? A fan coming to see this, what will they see?
Well, they'll be able to. We're going to have three wrestling matches, and I've been around to some of these independent shows, and I'm kind of hand-picking some of these guys to where that when they come in town, people hadn't seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
And they look pretty good in the ring to me, so I'm bringing them in. I'm going to have the officials, the referees. Is going to be all retired NWA referees on each match. And also, all the guys, the Destroyer, you know, went around the world, and I'm talking about I don't know how many countries that he wrestled in and held belts in, and he's going to come down here, and I've asked all of the masked men. Now, he's a masked guy. The wrestling pro was never unmasked. The Blue Yankee is going to be here. I forgot about him. But everybody that wears a mask is going to wear their mask that night, but when they get introduced, they're going to pull their mask off for me.
Wow, that is pretty darn cool. And they've never done that in their whole entire career. That's something, Cowboy. Well,
the interns also, I have them confirmed.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to come down, and they're going to unmask, too.
And we're looking at having some race cars there for the car show as well, try to put a big event just for the fans to come and check this out. And it's going to be a wonderful Saturday. There's lots of events going on there. Before that, I'll be down at the Chili Cook-Off with our race car. We're going to race the night before at Sunny South and then bring the car over there and help MC the event. So this is a big thing. Now, if I was a fan, I wanted to get tickets, or what do we need to do to make sure I can be and have my butts in the seat there for this big event?
Well, I haven't got anything arranged for advanced tickets yet. I'm having a problem with that. I don't know how to do that, really. We haven't decided on how to get advanced tickets, but we're going to try to get them advanced somewhere where they can go pick them up early.
Okay, okay. And again,
but another thing I wanted to mention, too, I'm going to have some legend announcers that's going to announce different things. The senior, I might call, wrestling fans will remember Percy Pringle.
Oh yeah,
and the new crowd will remember Paul Bear.
Oh wow,
and it's the same guy, and yep. He'll be doing the announcing for my Hall of Fame inductees.
Wow, that's great. That's
on good. The wrestling side, and I've asked Kane to do my announcing on the racing side of the inductees.
And that's an honor to me to be able to be a part of this and to be a part of the crew helping pick this first group that's going in. What does it mean to see this come full circle? You and Lee were best friends. It was tough to see him pass for cancer in 2000, and we've kept his vision alive through the Speedway, through local wrestling as well. So to finally bring it all back together and now actually breaking ground on a facility that soon you'll be able to go and see, but obviously we want to get some people into the Hall of Fame before we start inviting folks out to it. What does this mean for you and your family?
I tell you, Kane, it means the world to me because Lee Fields took me and my family into his family.
Yeah.
Like we belong to him. And like I said, it just wouldn't be no Cowboy Bob Kelly if it hadn't been for Lee Fields. And I just can't say enough about him. I miss him. And I'm just looking forward to this night that I can honor him and put him in the Hall of Fame. And it's just unreal to me.
Well, I know we'll have a lot of local racers there for that because this is going to be a special event. And we'll get more as we get closer to it, more information for all these drivers I know that want to bring their cars out and want to be a part of this. And who knows? I mean, these guys who are bringing their cars out now might be the future that get into the Hall of Fame. I can think of some guys who drive around this area now in some of the local classes that if they continue to do what they're doing, they could be down the road in the Hall of Fame. So Cowboy Bob Kelly, we'll definitely have you back on sooner than later. We'll find out more information, but I got to tell you, I'm thrilled, honored, and pleased to be part of the Lee Fields Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame, and thank you for coming on board this morning, and we look forward to having more of your time and getting to know a little bit more as we get closer to it, how we can get there and see some of these legends.
Okay, thanks a million, Kane. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Cowboy Bob Kelly, always a gentleman, and I'm telling you, one of the best wrestlers. Go online to cowboybobkelly.com. You'll learn all about everything he's done. Talks about Lee Fields on there, and this is going to be great. A huge, huge thing for Lee Fields, his wife Ida, the Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame. Still to come, so much more. Dirt tracking, ARCA. How about a little bull ring action? Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway talking practicing, and the V8's coming. It's going to be huge. Hang on, more to come on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and we podcast the show later. I know a lot of people listen to it all over the country. Thank you so much at usfdracing.org, United States Fire Department Racing. We've added some new drivers to the team in Alabama. We're going to have them on the air as we get closer to the racing season along the Gulf Coast. And, hey, racing starts in less than a month. Can you believe it? Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway. I'm ready to strap in and go racing, buddy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thanks for having us. And yes, racing season's here, man. We're ready.
Oh, you know what? It's really, really close. What, 2 weeks from now, essentially, we have our first practice day at Sunny South Raceway, and this is going to be good noon to 4:30, February 16th. You're even going to feed the drivers. How great is that?
Yes, sir. We're going to have a chili eat out.
That's good.
So come on down and get a hot bowl of chili with us.
Well, talk about, we've been talking off the air quite a bit organizing this year's racing at Sunny South. Again, thank you so much for letting me be a part of what you guys are trying to do there. Thrilled to be the full-time track announcer, also going to race for the championship for the Bombers there. And we've been putting it out there that the Bombers and the Sportsmen, first Friday of every month, including March 1st, the first race of the season, this is the time you guys come. Your fans have asked for it. The drivers have asked for it. But you know what? For some reason, the Sportsman guys just haven't turned out. We've got a ton of Bombers that say, hey, we want to come check it out, have fun. Hopefully the numbers will be there. I know some guys still working on their cars. But, man, I'll tell you what, the Sportsmen seem like they haven't even been interested to come to the track. So what do we do?
Well, couldn't really figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, we put it out there, put it on Facebook, we let it be known. We check the phone numbers, make sure they're still working. So we come up with Plan B.
Ooh, and I like Plan B. I like it.
Yeah. In this case, it's Plan M, the modifieds. The modifieds will definitely be at Sunny South come March 1.
That is huge. And we have got, I had talked to a couple modified drivers. I know of four or five that are ready to bring their cars now. And you were talking with Scooter from Pensacola. Tell us a little bit about him and what he's planning on doing and bringing not just one, not two, but three cars.
Scooter Grice, number seven, modified Pensacola, fits right in with the Sunny South racing theme there. He has a son that's old enough to race now, so he builds a car for the son.
Wow.
You know, now they can spend the weekends together. They have three cars in the family, his brother-in-law, Josh, the son, and himself. Now, he can't make the 16th practice, so he's sending two cars.
Wow.
But Scooter is on that line along with Sonny South. You know, it's about the kids.
Yep.
Enjoying the time with the kids, so we're going for the modifieds. Stay tuned for the purse payout and the full-time schedule and a little set of rules for modified. But we're definitely going with modifieds. Sportsman, if you're still out there and you want to talk, call me.
Oh, yeah.
Call me, man.
We'll make arrangements. This is what the fans are asking for.
We'll put you on there, right. You know, we want to race this year. And I'm going to let it be known now, this is the best feeling I've ever had as far as starting off a year with Sunny South.
Why is that? What brings that to you? I mean, that's a lot to say. Because you've been there a while.
It's the response.
Mm-hmm.
We have got so many things going. A little side note, the Mighty Mites will be back.
Oh, I love
but
it.
They've taken it one step further. We have a new faster class. It's called Junior One Champ.
Oh,
same car.
Yeah.
But we went to a little bit bigger clone motor. They're going to race with us seven times this year.
Wow.
We've increased the ages on both classes, so now we have two classes. Stay tuned for rules. We'll print those. But Sunny South is going to be go-kart to modified and anything in between.
And that's so awesome. And it's if you've not seen it, go to sunnysouthraceway.org. And it is like I brand it as our own private Bristol in our own backyard. It is one of the funnest racetracks. I started racing there last year. I got my first two wins ever in a big car there. And I expect to do a lot of it again this year. I know the competition's great and will be, but that's so much fun. I mean, it's just a little bull ring. I love it.
It's a little bit of everything for everybody. And, practice is open to everybody.
Well,
if you want to break an engine, break in a set of tires or set of brakes, whatever, if you want to get the seat adjusted, come on down, eat a bowl of chili with us and spend the day with us. You know, come on down and have some fun. And Kane, I'd like to take this time and to welcome some new sponsors.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's always important.
Right, we have the Chevron station right there at Ramsey Road, Highway 90.
Mm-hmm.
Country Chevron, they changed names. We have Country Breeze back. We have Acme Truck Lines. We have Pritchard Specialized Transportation. We have Bama Bourne, John Thompson Heating and Cooling, and we're working on several more. It's there. And along with that, I want to say happy birthday to my grandson, Joseph. Today he's 15 years old. That's one of my drivers.
Oh, I know he is. He's a wheelman, brother.
Well, he's making me an old man every day.
I guarantee it.
I can remember when he was born and running around at Sunny South, and now he's 15 years old today. And I want to tell Terry Myers, keep your chin up, brother.
There you go.
Things get better.
Well, you know, and let me tell you, I've had a lot of people when I'm out and about and they hear that I'm with Sunny South Raceway this year asking about that Mighty Mites again. If I've got a son, there's no car, what do we need to do? I've got a son that wants to try this. How do we get involved in this Mighty Mite? Because, again, Sunny South Raceway is the track that trains tomorrow's racers today.
Yes, sir. Well,
they're hard to find. I can tell you that.
They're hard to find. And let's clear. Well, there's a couple more in town for sale.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is, no prior racing experience. It's 4 to 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's a champ car, a junior or a rookie champ car. It's not the senior because it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And it's 5-point harness, helmet, Honda device, the full racing suit. And and then it's a clone motor with one set of tires. Let me tell you, I run my granddaughter in that class last year.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not sure, we never took a tire off the car. We changed oil in it three times, never changed a spark plug.
Wow.
Of course, you know, we don't have the beating and banging.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the cheapest racing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, and the thing is these guys, these young kids, 4 to 10, they're racing like they're at Talladega and Daytona. They bump draft, and they actually go faster when they draft. And you would not think you'd see it at a go-kart, especially at the speeds they're doing. But, man, I'm telling you, they make a big difference, and they're learning so much, aren't they? I enjoy watching them because they're seeing, learning the flags, learning to put their hand up when they slow down, all this stuff. And it's and the fans really like it too, don't they, Joe?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have had all kind of people call us about that. But, you know, I go back to the first year when we put them out on the track, and they didn't know nothing. They didn't know what a wreck.
That was the funnest part. Watching those guys.
We had more wrecks slowing them down with a red flag than doing the entire races. But then the more they come down there, the better they got.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know you're going to have a great year this year. I know the track is already ready to go. February 16th, again, open practice, noon to 4:30. March 1st is the first race. And, again, that first Friday of every month. Bombers, yes, you're there. Modifieds now, yes, you're there. Sportsmen, you can still be there if you bring enough cars. How many cars do you need to have a class realistically to run?
Well, we love the number 10.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's exceptions to everything, but number 10 works good.
I understand. Hmm. Well, if we want to find out more, obviously sunnysouthraceway.org is the way to go. We'll talk to you next week. Is there anything else you want to hit before we run?
No, that's it, man. Just come on, let's go fast and turn left and have fun.
That's what I'm screaming. Joe McCardle, we appreciate you coming on board today.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Again, that's exciting to have the modifieds now ready to go at Sunny South Raceway. Payout's going to be the same at some of the other tracks, and again, that's all going to be on the website, so stand by. Now we're shifting gears, going down just about 5 or 6 miles to Mobile International Speedway. Tommy Prater with the ARCA Mobile 200 is standing by, still scheduled to be on Deep South Speedway's Kelly Freeman talking about the season opener, doing it in the dirt, March 23rd. Also, some new sponsors with Kane Motorsports. We're going to try to get some airtime with Steve at Performance Graphics in Robertsdale and Gary from Bay City Collision. Let you know what they can do for your race car. Stand by, more to come on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Thanks for listening.
Want to try me?
Good morning. You're listening to Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. What a great show so far. Thank you to Cowboy Bob Kelly. Exciting news. The Lee Fields Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame inaugural class goes in March 2nd at Theodore High School. You can be there. We'll let you know about ticket sales coming up. And again, how about at the Open Wheel Modifieds? Now going to be March 1st at the season opener at Sunny South Raceway, along with the Bombers and all the other classes. And sportsmen, you're still invited. So still to come, Kelly Freeman out at Deep South Speedway. DeepSouthDirt.com is a website. You can find out it's true. No more rumors. They will be open. Steve from Performance Graphics and Robertsdale and Greg from Bay City Collision also on the way. So lots to still cover. And then we got to talk about, well, ARCA. Hello, Tommy Prater's on the show. And good morning, Tommy. We're getting closer to the biggest event I think Mobile International Speedway has every year for the second year in a row, and that's the ARCA Mobile 200. Welcome to the show again, Tommy.
Thanks, Kane. We're on a countdown. You know,
yeah.
In our place, we have two countdowns. One is to Daytona, the 50th running of the ARCA race at Daytona.
Wow.
The second one is the second running of the ARCA Mobile 200. You know, I just wish I could be around when we say the 50th running of the ARCA Mobile 200.
You know what? We'll be able to wheel you out. We'll thaw you out. We'll let you come on out. We might even let you start the race, Tommy.
Right. At 102, I'll roll out there.
And you know what? You'd still have a driver's suit ready, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Tommy, you know, there's a lot of exciting stuff going on. Now the tickets are available. You can pick them up. If you pre-order tickets, you can get them now. Where can we get them?
Absolutely. The ticket office on Airport Boulevard, mm-hmm. which is, you know, the left-hand side of Prater Realty,
yeah.
is open on Saturdays from 10 to 5. It's open weekdays from 9 to 7. We've now gone to the 7 o'clock hour, so folks, after they get off work, mm-hmm. can come by and pick up or pick out their tickets. T-shirts and hats and sweatshirts are in stock.
Oh, wow.
So you can get your tickets, your hat, your T-shirt, everything you need to go to the ARCA Mobile 200. And it starts today from 10 to 5 is the first day that we've had tickets available to be picked up.
Well, and the thing is there's so much more. If you're a regular at Mobile International Speedway and you did not make it to the race last year, it's a little bit different layout. The general admission tickets will be on the bottom part of the seats. You got a kids zone, a family section with no alcohol. These are some of the changes you've done since last year. But you'll have hospitality tents. You're going to have a FedEx VIP section inside the track. A lot of corporate sponsors coming up to help because they see what this is going to be, and they saw what it was like last year.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, last year, I always say that we really, all we had to do was time was to put the numbers on the seat. This year, we have an opportunity to go back and talk to more people and increase corporate sponsorship, corporate hospitality. You'll see more tents. You'll see a different kind of look. I don't want to spoil it for the fans, but you'll see a different kind of look when you roll into Mobile International Speedway for the ARCA Mobile 200. And it's, you know, we're able to build on what we started with. The program was a two-day program last year. We're out to a week this year. And we hope that we fill in the week as we go on along with events from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday throughout the week. So there's a lot of excitement around this race, Derek. It's the first short track race of the season for the ARCA guys. We have a lot of young competitors that are going to make their first start at the ARCA Mobile 200. And guys, you know, Kyle Benjamin is a name that we've known very, very well. Taylor Ferns, a young girl from Michigan, she's 17 years old. And, you know, she was the fastest person at the test at Daytona, but she's not 18 yet, so they won't let her run the race. So her first opportunity to be in our car will be here at Mobile. So it's really going to be a fun weekend. Their inside camping sold out.
Yep.
Outside camping is just a few spots left. And I should mention, too, and I'm getting ahead of the press release, we're going to send out money. Mm-hmm. Monday, that RV Collision and Repair is now sponsoring those campgrounds. So it'll be the RV Collision Repair Campground. So
we're
pretty excited about that. Another corporate partner coming on. We hope to announce a few more at our regular media luncheon that we'll have later on in the week before we all head to Daytona. So it's really been a fun time to be at the helm of this ship that's rapidly moving across Mobile.
And you're just hanging on. I mean, and I think the best price deal, I think, is the inside parking. For $100, you get, what, two passes for the weekend and parking inside the track. Is that right, Tommy?
For the weekend.
For the weekend. I know that's huge.
And if you're coming in for Friday night's race, like a lot of our local competitors are, and you want to stay over for Saturday's race, that inside parking pass and two armbands for the weekend, that's the best deal in the show business.
Yeah, you can't touch that. And I think a lot of people are going for that, and I know those are going quick. So what is your what is the biggest problem that you've seen trying to get this event? Obviously, you've got to be at 1,000 places at once. You've got a good team behind you. But what have been a struggle that you've had?
Well, I think that a lot of the struggles, you know, after last year, this year is easy street. Because last year, everything we did was a struggle. Mm-hmm. So this year, it makes it a little bit easier to come back. You know, and we've been able to staff up people. We have people left over from last year. Mm-hmm. We've got new folks that have come in this year. We just hired a new marketing person that graduated from the University of Alabama in December. She has been at Talladega and at Barber Motorsports Park, and she's been working for that Crimson Tide Athletic Department for the last 6 months. She knows her way around sports. We're excited about having her on board. We've got ticket people in place. And, you know, we're continuing to ramp up as we get closer and closer to March tonight.
You know, a lot of names. Again, ARCA, this is huge. Frank Kimmel is one that's obviously going to be there. These guys travel all over the country. What is it about the ARCA series itself that attracted them to Mobile and you guys together?
Well, I think, you know, the relationship with ARCA Series goes back to way back in the days when there was a little production company from Mobile, Alabama, that was making a show called ARCA Racing This Week for the Outdoor Channel.
Yep.
And Phil Huber and myself and Lee Abbott, you know, we traveled all around the country with the ARCA Series. Not only did we do a weekly magazine show, we also broadcast some of the ARCA races back then. And, you know, you take and you look at the relationships that we built, that Mobile, Alabama-based company built way back 13, 14, 15 years ago, is really the basis for the familiarity with the ARCA series and the people who run the ARCA series for them to have the confidence to come to Mobile, Alabama, and put on a great show. Not only come to Mobile, but it's their first short track race of the year. They even put us in front of their own track, which is Toledo, which follows right behind us. So, you know, there's a lot that's gone on into making this race what it is today, and it's been a long time. You know, it's a 15-year overnight success story.
That's a good way to look at it. And, you know, if you're outside the city, you know, we've been giving away a lot of tickets, and thank you, Tommy, off the Facebook and from the show. And I think the neatest one we gave away last week on Facebook, a guy from Nashville, Tennessee, is so excited, is a big ARCA fan, got the trivia right. He's bringing his whole family down, five more people from Nashville coming down. He's going to buy extra tickets when he get here. But that's what it's about, bringing these people from out of state to come and see what we can offer at our track and for the
– Absolutely. I mean, that's what drives this race. Last year, we had over 1,800 hotel nights in off of this race. Wow. The economic impact to our area was $1.4 million last year in just 2 days.
Wow.
Now, we've expanded it to three, and we're stretching it to seven. And so our goal this year is 2,500 hotel nights and trying to continue to build that. And look, everybody in town is rolling out the door, rolling out the red carpet for our competitors. Almost every restaurant on the causeway is offering a special for that Thursday night at the Battleship. Felix's, Bluegill, Oyster House, all 10% off. Ed's has free gumbo on Thursday night of the ARCA race. And then for that week, you know, the pot continues to get bigger. Robert Trent Jones is offering 10% off as to come play golf. There'll be specials at Heroes. Baumhauer's Wings is 10% off. All for these ARCA competitors as they travel in from all over the country to compete here at Mobile, Alabama. It's just really, really cool to see the community, you know, really get behind something and push it as hard as they're pushing it.
Yeah, and I've seen it more this year than last year. Now, granted, the city did a good job last year, but they're doing a great job this year. And that goes back to the leadership with you, Tommy, and everything, you know, the time that you put into it. And this is really your baby. You've leased the track for this. So, granted, it's at Mobile International Speedway, but it's a Tommy Prater production. And props to you because you're doing it right, my friend.
Well, you know, and thank you. But, you know, in order to make this happen, and again, I go back to relationships.
Yeah.
And the relationship that we have with Ida Fields, the owner of the racetrack, the relationship with the Bryants and Tim and them over in Pensacola, and the amount of trust that we have between the three of us to pull this thing off.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some lawyer asks me, says, what kind of paperwork do y'all have on this thing? You know, it must be 50 pages long. I mean, how do you ever get it on? I just almost said, paperwork.
What is that? We're from Southern Alabama. We shake hands, man.
Right. And I mean, you know, and so not only is the city working hard and everybody working hard on all fronts, but, you know, you got to give a credit to Tim and Pat and the Bryants and Ida. You know, they could have very easily shelved this race and said, hey, let's just go back to what we've always done because we're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot of partnerships that have been built on this thing. And again, a lot of long-term relationships are coming into play to make the ARCA Mobile 200 happen on March tonight.
Well, you can get your tickets. Call 343-2929. Again, you're open today. What time is the office open today?
From 10 to 5 today.
Okay.
They can go on the website, mobilespeedway.net, which if folks have not seen the new Mobile Speedway
website.
Beautiful. And they have done a fabulous job. Dave Redden and Clint from Firethorn Marketing have done a tremendous job. And the content that's getting up on the website as fast as it's getting up there is really, really cool. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm obviously the ARCA Mobile 200 is number two on our schedule this year. But I'm really excited about what I see happening, the enthusiasm. Look, the sportsmen and bomber drivers for Friday night.
Can't wait.
we're making you guys do some things that are really outside of y'all's comfort zone. It's outside of my comfort zone. And we have had just about zero complaints. Everybody says, hey,
we want to race.
Go race.
Yeah.
Let's go race. We want to be part of the weekend.
Yep.
We're excited about the local teams being part of the weekend. Going way back to when this first concept was on the drawing board, the local teams were always part of this weekend because we wanted to make sure that the local drivers had an opportunity to showcase their talent in front of the big teams. You know, and you know, ARCA Series is the next level from Mobile International Speedway. So hopefully the guys will get a chance to show their talents on Friday night. I know they're going to put on a great show. We basically doubled the purse for both divisions.
Yeah.
So you know that's going to
They're going to come out of the woodwork.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, we're really excited about the weekend. And again, the fans, the drivers, the teams, it's all really cool. And when we have an opportunity, like we were testing in Daytona in December, the other teams, the other ARCA teams that come down Tuesday, man, we're excited about coming down to Mobile.
Well, Tommy,
we had a good time Mobile.
Tommy, we got to run. I've still got three guests, but I wanted to get you in for sure. Again, the number 343-2929. And we'll talk to you for sure next weekend again, Tommy.
Have a great weekend.
I guarantee it. Tommy Prater again with Mobile ARCA 200. Still to come, talking dirt track and some sponsors. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much from Sunny South Raceway. And again, big news, the Open Wheel Modifieds are now racing March 1st, the season opener. We'll have the Bombers and hopefully the Sportsmen if these guys want to come and race. Also, thank you so much to Tommy Prater from MIS and ARCA Mobile 200. What a big event. And Cowboy Bob Kelly announces here on the show the inaugural event, the Lee Fields Racing and Wrestling Hall of Fame, March 2nd at Theodore High School. Big, big news. Now, coming up in just a minute, yeah, it's true. Deep South Speedway in Loxley, it is being promoted. It is open, and Kelly Freeman is standing by. But before we go to him, I want to bring up one of our new sponsors for Kane Motorsports. We've had some changes. We've downgraded, and actually we've got just one car this year, and we're doing it right for sure. And I've got the best people on the team for sure. And I've got one of the guys right now, Steve from Performance Graphics in Robertsdale, not able to come in. I think he's fishing, actually. So I'll take second fiddle to the fishing this morning. But Gary Lively with Bay City Collision. Gary's been on the team before, helping us make the car look great. And Gary, you're on the road actually heading to Destin today, so thank you for taking time to come on the show.
Oh, you're welcome, Kane. Glad to come on the show, and I just want to let you know what we're going to do to your car. We about got it ready to paint.
Yeah.
We'll knock a few dents out of it. We're going to make it look real good and real shiny for you.
Yeah, we're going to pick it up, I think, Tuesday and go get it stickered Wednesday, and we'll be able to see this car full detail next Saturday, a week from today, in the Mardi Gras parades downtown with the Knights of Mobile. So we're thrilled to be a part of that. But you guys do so much more. You guys have been around Bay City Collision. You're on Lakeside there in between Government and Cottage Hill. Tell us a little bit about everything you do.
Well, what we do is we do all kinds of collision work for all types of insurance companies. And we use waterborne paint, which is a new paint. It's been out a little while. It's great paint, matches great with color. It holds up real good in sun. Just a good product. We do good work.
And you guys, actually, you can paint race cars, but also one thing, when we first started working together, and thank goodness you have a machine, God forbid if you ever in one of those accidents at MIS or any other racetrack in your racer, you can pretty much straighten that frame as long as it's still, you know, decent, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We got a real good frame machine. It works great. We can pull just about anything with it.
What are your plans for the year? Obviously, you're going to be on board with us with Kane Motorsports. Are we going to see you at the track?
Yeah, I'm going to show up at the track this year. Being a sponsor, I think I need to help out at the track there with you.
And I think you need to bring, like I said, I'm a little disappointed. You're on the way to Destin. You're not driving the vet, man.
Yeah, well. My wife, she likes me to drive her car when we go out on the road like this, so it's all good.
You're being a good man, that's right. Well, I can't thank you enough for being part of the show and also being part of the team this year. Again, we're doing a special Bobby Allison gold and white paint scheme. It looks like the Miller car, but we've teamed up with Childhood Cancer, and we've got these little handprints that these kids from all over the country, from New York, Michigan, all the way even around in our Gulf Coast that are sending us these names, are going to put on a sticker. So for you to
that's
be a
great.
Yeah, to be a part of the team for Childhood Cancer, you guys over at Bay City Collision, from the bottom of my heart, my wife's Michelle, the owner of the team, we appreciate you guys coming on board. And, we're looking forward to come getting that car Tuesday. It's going to be beautiful, and I can't wait to see it. And again, see you at the track, definitely. March 1st, the first race out there at Sunny South.
All right. Thank you, Kane. You have a good one.
I guarantee you. There's Gary again from Bay City Collision. We appreciate him coming on board. And again, I'm excited about this. There's been so many rumors. Oh, Deep South Speedway, they're closed forever. They're not going to get back up. Well, guess what? It's there, and we've got Kelly on. Kelly Freeman is one of the promoters this year. And, Kelly, there's been a lot of rumors that you need to put to rest. Deep South Speedway is racing a full schedule. Good morning. Oh, are you there, Kelly? Oh, boy, I tell you what, I think we actually lost Kelly. So let me see if I can do – hold on. There's Kelly. Yep, hold on a second, Let's do this, and now I believe – yeah, there we go, Kelly. Sorry, I'm a radio guy. I don't push buttons quick enough. Now we got you.
That's
Kelly, again, put the rumors to rest. Deep South Speedway, yes, we're racing.
That's right. We're opening up March 23rd. That's going to be our opening night for the season. We're going to be running four classes of cars that night, the Stingers, the Bombers, the Street Stocks, and the Open Wheel Modified.
Nice.
We're going to be doing a few things a little different than in recent years. Mm-hmm. We're pretty much going to be running about every other weekend. Mm-hmm. So March 23rd, opening night. March 30th, we're going to take that night off. And then come back April 6th, we're going to run the sprint cars.
Nice.
2 weeks later, the Mississippi Modifieds. And then April 27th, April 20th and 27th, those are the only 2 weeks the whole year we're running back-to-back.
Oh, wow.
Mississippi Modifieds on the 20th, and then April 27th, the super late models will be here.
And that's another thing. You know, people have been talking because, you know, obviously last year's promoter, Casey, just had a daughter, and so he took the year off. He's not even racing the sprint car from under his stand. So there was lots of people saying, there have been lots of rumors, well, this guy's going to buy the track, or this, that, and the other. Now, you've got the track. You're going to be there for sure. Doors are open. And I tell you, I've never seen a track. I've been to all these tracks along the Gulf Coast, but you and your dirt fans are very loyal. They have been waiting and waiting and waiting to hear the good news. So again, we're putting it out there. And one thing I can't wait, the all-new 360 fuel-injected wings Southern Outlaw Sprint Car Series. They're coming as well three times this year.
That's right. Three different times. It's a brand new series. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they'll be here the second week of our season. They'll be here right in the middle of our season, and then the next to the last week of the season.
Well, if you're not familiar with the track, it's a 4/10 mile high-banked clay oval. I can tell you, 2 years ago, drove Nathan Ingersoll's modified in a race there, fell in love with it. When you're going so fast down the straightaway that your vision is blurred, that's pretty cool.
this track is definitely built for speed. There's a lot of small dirt tracks all across the nation, and they all put on good races, but if you want to see cars really flying around a dirt track, this speed plant is the place to be.
You guys have also been known for having a very smooth track. It took a while to get it there. What are you guys doing to the surface this year, getting it ready for the first event?
Well, as the fans might not be able to see it from the stands. We hope they will, but the racers will definitely notice the difference. Mm-hmm. We have ripped up the entire track. Over the years, it's just got hard layer after hard layer, and it didn't hold a lot of moisture.
Yeah.
And so we've ripped up the track. We're reshaping it. It just needs a lot of work. Right now we're putting new clay on it. I got tractors driving all around me here. I hope you don't hear it all in the background.
Hey, no, that just shows you're working on it, baby. That's good.
Yeah, we're here and we're serious about it. Yeah. We're taking a lot of pride in it, and we're going to try to make this the best deal around as far as dirt racing. And, we don't want to steal all your asphalt guys away from the pavement, but if we can get some of them to come on out, we're game for that too.
When you've made some rule changes, let's just say for the Bombers as well, what was that? Something about the rear end and going to five speed? What's the story?
Right. Yeah, we're going to allow the standard transmissions, and we're going to allow the Ford 9-inch rear ends. Mm-hmm. The automatics, they just seem to tear up pretty often,
mm-hmm.
And the rear ends. You know, the small rear ends that come in the Chevys get some axles breaking here and there. So,
oh, yeah, we've seen it.
Yeah. So we're trying to let those guys kind of beef up their car a little bit, make them a little stronger, a little safer, and just put on a better show and less slow down, cleaning up wrecks and that sort of thing.
Well, and you guys, you've got such a great facility. Go online to deepsouthdirt.com. You've got photos up and stuff, but also you're hiring for the track, so you can actually hit the job application. So if you've wanted to work at the track, I mean, you're hiring for everything essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. If you're interested in working for us, just fill out that application there online and I mean, we're basically every position is open right now, and
nice.
I mean, we're all ears. So if you think you can do something for us, then fill out that application, and we'll definitely take a look and go from there.
Well, Kelly, I know you guys are already busy to track into the show right now, so I just wanted to make sure that we got you on. We'll get you back on next week. We'll have some more time to talk, but thrilled to have you on, and congratulations getting that track open. I know there's lots of people who love to play in the dirt, and they're excited to have you back on. So thank you, Kelly, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank you for everything you do for our local scene as far as racing.
Oh, man, I wouldn't do it any other way, buddy.
All right.
All right, thanks, Kelly. That's going to do it, man. What a great show. We appreciate you checking it out online as well at usfdracing.org. God bless you, and we'll see you next week. And happy race day, y'all.